You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here to tell you about a brand new special investigation that is streaming right now on Fox Nation. It's Children of Serial Killers. Let that sink in just for a moment. Children of Serial Killers. Now, conjure up in your mind any serial killer. Conjure up in your mind any killer. I have never once investigated, prosecuted, tried, or covered, to my recollection, an adult child that believes mommy or daddy did it. They will go to great lengths to come up with any reason why mommy or daddy didn't do it, why they're framed, why it couldn't possibly be them. But other than their rejection of the murder claims, how does it affect their lives? I mean, what do they think about themselves? Do they fear that it could be genetic? That they have inherited the chromosomal sins of their mom or dad? That they, too, will turn into some type of a monster? At what age will it manifest? Are the people they love safe being around them? How does the fact that your mom or dad is a serial killer weigh you down? Does it haunt you the rest of your life? When you think back on your childhood memories, are those memories tainted with the fact, wow, did dad go out that night and murder somebody? Did mom commit another homicide that night? Or that weekend? The weekend of my Little League game? Or my 4-H project? Or my scout event? Do they begin to question their entire childhood, their entire history? Is it all a big lie, a front for a homicidal monster? And not only that, do they think back, wow, dad was a great father. Can a brutal killer actually be a good parent? I find that really hard to believe. Can a killer be a good mom or a good dad? And when? In all their spare time between hunting, stalking, catching, and killing their victims? And when the children of serial killers look back on their life with mom or dad, do they wonder, did I have any inkling? Was there a red flag? Or was there a neon sign blinking at me? Your dad's the killer. And I just chose not to look. It was easier to put on blinders and not see what was right under my nose. And like other child victims, do they grow up with the inability to ever trust anyone ever again, much less being a loving relationship with them? I want you to listen to Dr. Jennifer Carson, daughter of the Witch Killers, a serial killer duo who hunted down witches, quote unquote, witches, people that they chose to believe were witches to justify murders. Now, I want you to hear how she first learns the horrible truth about her father. Jen, now in her fourth grade class, when her mom shows up at school, something mom never does in the middle of the day.
She said, I'm going to walk you home. And halfway home, we sat down and she said, I need to tell you something. You remember how I told you that daddy was very sick and his new wife is a very bad person? She said he didn't get better. He got much, much worse. He hurt a bunch of people. It was like the bursting of a bubble.
The murderous couple captured and soon dubbed by the media as the Witch Killers. At just 9 years old, A little schoolgirl, Jen learns at a much too early age what a dark and evil place this world can be.
I was sleeping with knives and scissors because if Daddy could kill people, then anybody's capable of murder.
The witch killers, as they are called, is just one of the many murder cases, one of the many serial killers we investigate in Children of Serial Killers. We also speak with the son of the classified ad rapist, Chris Long. We speak to Tanya Beasley, in addition to Chris Long. She's the daughter of the Craigslist killer who actually lured his victims using classified ads and the promise of a, quote, job of a lifetime. We've all heard of the Craigslist killer. We speak with Diane Klepfer, the daughter of the Chameleon serial killer. And for each case, we navigate through the timeline of the perp not only being a parent, but being a serial killer as well, and how those murders intersect with family life. Don't miss Children of Serial Killers. Join us. It's a Nancy Grace Investigation, streaming now exclusively on Fox Nation. Just go to foxnation.com, or you can Google Fox Nation and it gives you choices to watch or sign up. You can also watch the video simulcast of Crime Stories, all of our Crime Stories and Fox Nation special investigations, exclusive movies, and a whole lot more on Fox Nation. It's streaming now on Fox Nation. Once again, it's Children of Serial Killers, a Nancy Grace investigation. Please join us now at foxnation.com. I think you'll really enjoy watching this yarn as it unspins, telling the truth about the lives led by children of serial killers. Goodbye, friend.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.